coming up tonight at the West Theater. Nicholas David is going to be performing, and I'm lucky enough to have Nicholas on the phone right now. Well, I'm very excited to have a conversation this afternoon with somebody who was last in our studios about 10 years ago, and so many things have happened since then. Hello, Nicholas David.
Hey, Christine. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to talk to you again. And you are a man of many names. Back when we had you in the studio, it was Nicholas Mrozinski. You are also known as The Phelan. And then you went on a little show called The Voice, and you were Nicholas David, and that's how most people know you now, right?
Yeah. The funny thing is that they actually all are, I'm all the same person. Nicholas Mrozinski, Nicholas David Mrozinski is my full name. The Phelan is what they call me. People still call me The Phelan, which is funny to me, and that's also my website.
TheFelan.com. If anybody wants to know more, it's TheFelan.com. That's good to know.
Yeah. No G, we used to say. Yeah, it's funny because when we were on the show, when I was on the show there, I was going Nicholas Mrozinski, and people couldn't really pronounce my name, Moranchowski. And so I thought Nicholas David has like kind of a nice ring to it, and it's still me. And so then I just kind of went with it. But I was only called Nicholas David by my mom and dad when I was in trouble. So, you know, now it's like Nicholas David is how people know me and the world knows me, which is kind of wild. Like, we recently got back from a tour. We were like out for 31 days in Europe, even in Spain and stuff, where we go to this Indian restaurant in Eagan, Minnesota. And the guy that, owns the restaurant, he goes to India for a few years and comes back and forth, and he said I was all over the TV in India, which is hilarious.
But
wow. It's crazy to think of, you know, the scope or the width, the reach that show had.
Yeah, this must have been an amazing time this past 10 years for you. Actually, since, was it 2012 that you were on The Voice? Is that when that all happened?
Yeah,
so this must have been an amazing ride for you ever since then.
I mean, it's still kind of going. It hasn't really stopped. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was basically what was happening already in the Midwest, and then it just kind of expanded to coast to coast, and then was also able to kind of partner with Smile Network. So we went to, like, Pueblo, Mexico, and helped kids and babies and even adults with cleft lips and cleft palates, and brought, you know, some of the children into surgery and helped them while they were getting screening and stuff. It was gotten to do a lot of cool stuff like that, too. So not only walk in the footsteps and kind of some of the history of music, rhythm and blues and rock and roll, but also the privilege, to be honest, you know, quite frank, the privilege to practice what we preach or try to sing about, you know, something to sing about. It's another thing to try to live it, you know, and that I think has been one of the coolest things that came with this, was, you know, to be able to have that platform, you know, to team up with different organizations across the country, you know, that try to help children. Basically, it's a lot of, you know, being a father and a husband myself, you know, to have, you kind of, some kind of happens when you have children, you know, you kind of look at the world through a parent's eyes, you know. So what can you do to try to help to a degree? And that's been a really, really cool thing that came from a lot of it.
Well, that's wonderful.
To, like, going in such a, you know, walking in the walls and some of the history of rock and roll. I mean, just recently got off tour with my buddy Devin Allman and Dwayne Betts, you know, the Allman Brothers kids.
I was going to ask you about that, because you talk about that on your website, and I had not realized you had that amazing opportunity. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so we did, a few years ago, we did a show together, Devin and I opened, where I played piano and sang, and he had a different instrumentation, and he asked me to come up to play music with him, and we jammed, and there was a really cool connection, and now we saw each other on the road a few times. Like, we did a show together, I think, with Rusted Root in Indiana. But right around that time was a little bit after his mother had passed away. And, you know, I remember seeing him and saying sorry. And then shortly after that, his dad died. And so then he took a break playing music. And then when he finally was ready to take it back to the streets, he had a bigger band and he didn't have a keyboard guy. And one thing led to another, and I was on the tour bus with him. And we went, like, coast to coast. It was amazing. And then we went to Europe for 31 days. And in the middle of that, I met a gal named Samantha Fish. And her music moved me to my core. And then all of a sudden, she's like, hey, I want to produce a record of yours. And I was like, oh, my gosh, where? She's like, New Orleans. So I've been feeling a pull to go down the river my whole life. And I just, it's been an unbelievable, you know, it just keeps unfolding. It just keeps unfolding.
Well, I want to ask you about something that you mentioned on your website, which is about the difference between being a sideman, which you were with the Devin Altman Project, and doing your own project, and what an interesting experience that was for you.
Yeah, I think it was really cool, the timing of all of it, because, again, it's been a whirlwind in a good way of, you know, steadily kind of playing around the Midwest and then going coast to coast and just, you know, basically keeping that path to some degree going since 2012 of Nicholas David steering the ship, you know, and with that amazing opportunity came some bumps and bruises along the way as well. So it was really cool to have the opportunity to just be a side man, you know, to just like, what was my job to do? Oh, to sing cool harmonies, and every night he would let me sing a song. And so I had to get to sing a song, which was cool. But, like, basically just play keys, you know, is totally different than steering the ship. And what was cool to that was to be a band and to be a part of something where it didn't have to really do with me. I mean, people knew who I was, and I had to play the keyboard, but it wasn't like a, you know, people like Nicholas David thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was really cool to be a part of that and to build that up. But then also playing the most music I've ever played in my life, I wasn't singing my music. I wasn't singing my songs, you know, even when I would sing a song, you know, it'd be like a What's Going On or an Alan Toussaint tune or something that people were familiar with. And so what was really wild was, you know, in the middle of all this crazy, this amazing adventure of playing kind of probably the most shows I've ever played in my life and singing the most songs I've ever sang. I wasn't singing my songs. So then I found myself in New Orleans singing my music. It was really emotional. And then teaching these amazingly talented strangers that, you know, Samantha and Wildout Records, Ruben, put together. And we're like, we speak a common language of music, you know, but it was a really wild kind of full circle to come back and have it be my music. Mm-hmm. You know, it was really, really powerful. Like, as playing all those songs and all the shows that you did, kind of, you developed a certain hunger to sing. And then, you know, it was really emotional to kind of peel back the layers and sing those songs again, mm-hmm. return to the helm, if you will, of the ship.
And that was when you were recording your album, so you were kind of fresh from that touring experience when you did that?
Yeah, we were fresh off of it. We played New Year's Eve in Macon, Georgia. Dwayne's dad, Dickie Betts, came up and played with us at midnight. We played in memory of Elizabeth Reed, like, as the ball dropped, walking into 2019. It was unbelievable. And then we had to drive the bus back to St. Louis, and then went to Minnesota for a second, went to New Orleans, played those songs, and then we went back to Minnesota. And then we went on a couple, like, cruises, which was, like, unbelievable. I mean, there's, like, Roger Daltrey, Edgar Winter, Buddy Guy. It was unreal. Kansas, mm-hmm. singing Dust in the Wind. Like, I was looking up, they were playing out on the deck, and it was, like, the waters were blue, the sky was clear, and they were playing Dust in the Wind, and I was like, hey, we are just dust in the wind. It was so surreal, like, mm-hmm. it was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And then we come back home and And then we get ready to start to release this record, Yesterday's Gone. Mm-hmm. And so we're making a stop in Duluth by myself at the West Theater. And then we link up with Samantha at the end of November and start to take it back to the streets.
So you made the album in New Orleans. And yeah. Was that the first time you'd spent any amount of time there?
No, we've toured down there before, which has been so cool. And I even remember the first time we played down there, I brought every keyboard that I had just to get blessed by the by the energy down there.
to just absorb a little bit of that energy.
Yeah, I always kind of say it's almost like its own country, but it's really really special spot. So yeah, I couldn't believe it when she said, "You want to record a record and it's down in New Orleans?" I said, "Absolutely." There's no hesitation.
and you mentioned that she kind of pulled together the band. Is that right?
Yeah, Samantha and Ruben had the idea to come down to record in New Orleans. And I was like, "Sweet, should I bring my band?" And they were like, "No." And I was like, "Well, I have a band." And they're like, "That's cool. We have some players down here that we think would be great for this record." And what I thought was really cool and cosmic of that, it was another opportunity to trust, to trust people again and to be vulnerable, which I thought was a cool foundation for creation. And like I said earlier, it was cool to get together with these talented musicians that have their own stories, but we come together on a common language, which is music. And it was a cool process. We were down there for 7 days. We learned 13 songs. I showed them 13 tunes. We'd go over them on the back porch and then come in and record the music. And by the third day, we were kind of speaking a common language, so it didn't take long to kind of connect and breathe as a band, so to speak. It was really powerful. It was really cool. NOLA Recording Studios down in New Orleans.
Nice. And the album is called Yesterday's Gone, and it's not out yet, right? It's almost out?
It's out. It'll be available for purchase on, physical copies on the 29th, and actually will have some with me in Duluth.
Oh, nice.
Special, because I got some. Duluth is kind of like a second home. My great-grandmother's up there. My godmother and uncle are up there. I've been going up there my whole life, and I'm just excited to go up there and share it. But yeah, and it's also, I found out it's available for pre-order on Amazon and iTunes. And there's even a single called Little by Little, which you can download that we'll share with our listeners as well.
Great. And so you didn't bring the band down to New Orleans, but do you have a regular touring band still that up here, up in these parts that you still use?
Yeah, it's a trio that we're bringing on the road. It's David Hawkins on drums, Justin Corgan on bass, and myself on keys. And then it also, on some of the other shows, it'll have Mitch Town on Hammond B3 as well. So it's a four-piece at its biggest and a three-piece for most of the time. Take it on the streets. Really excited to have it, be really rhythm-focused and driven. And with so many friends and bros that are guitar players, it kind of leaves that spot open so each show can kind of be different,
Mm-hmm.
Whatever area of the country in or who's with us will have maybe a different, horn player that'll come in every once in a while, or a guitar player more, because that'll be similar to the record, So kind of really excited to get back out there. And we say it's music from the heart, for the heart. We're excited to get going again.
Well, and I'm excited to hear the record, so make sure you get us a copy, Nicholas. We appreciate it.
We definitely will. And thank you so much, Ms. Christine, for the opportunity to talk about the music and share the news that the new record's coming out.
No problem. And I want to ask you a quick question. So you had mentioned before this that you do a radio show on KFAI, which is part of the Ampers Network, as are we, of independent stations.
Yeah.
So what kind of show is that? If people want to tune in, what kind of music are they going to hear? And how fun is it?
It's one of the, I honestly, I think it's comparable to playing music and stuff. I I consider myself a librarian, an archivalist of music, and that's kind of how it started. Was we were doing promo for a show, and the idea was I got to see the library of all the CDs, and I said it reminded me somewhat of my basement. And they're like, oh, you have CDs? I'm like, CDs, records, tapes, alphabetized. Sometimes you get iTunes gift cards and download stuff that's like, you know, different, you can't find, or newer stuff. And da-da-da-da-da. They're like, do you think you can put together 2 hours of music? I go, I've been making mixtapes since I've been like 10. I'm like, let's roll. And put together 2 hours, and they were like, they said they were fans of the Nicholas David stuff, and they thought that radio thing was cool, and I was just kind of joking, but I said, when do I start working here? They're like, well, next Tuesday, if you're open. And so last Tuesday, we did our 109th episode. East of here, West of now, with my radio DJ partner, Jackson Buck. It's been a gas.
Well, thank you so much, Nicholas. This was really fun to catch up with you after all this time. Nicholas is playing tonight at the West Theater in West Duluth at 7:30 p.m., and you're doing a solo show, right?
Yeah, really excited. I'm going to be playing a bunch of tunes off the new record, but really stripped down. It's just going to be me and a bunch of piano keys.
And you said you have that album. You'll have that album available at the show. So
we'll
if people want to get their hands
on
it.
Physical copies, yeah, special for the Duluth folks and friends and family.
Great. Thank you so much. This was really fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Christine. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nicholas. This was really fun to catch up with you after all this time. Nicholas is playing tonight at the West Theater in West Duluth at 7:30 p.m., and you're doing a solo show, right?
Yeah, really excited. I'm going to be playing a bunch of tunes off the new record, but really stripped down. It's just going to be me and a bunch of piano keys.
And you said you have that album. You'll have that album available at the show. So
we'll
if people want to get their hands on it.
Physical copies, yeah, special for the Duluth folks and friends and family.
Great. Thank you so much. This was really fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Ms. Christine. I appreciate it.
That was Nicholas David, and he is playing tonight, as we mentioned. And I just happen to have a track from that new album that we were talking about called Yesterday's Gone. This is Little by Little, Nicholas David on KUMD.